You are listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on heritageradionetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
Hi, thanks for tuning in, and Ben, thanks for joining us. I'm excited to hear what's been happening over at the rooftop these days.
Hey, Aaron. Yeah, we're going to do kind of a general update. We are in mid-August, which is basically the peak of our harvesting season, so I thought it would be a good chance to just kind of talk about a little bit about everything that's happening.
All right, well, break it down.
We have tomatoes popping, all different varieties. We have lots of heirloom tomatoes that are coming in. We have lots of different types of colored cherries, the smaller ones that we do in pines. And then we also have some red slicers, which are actually really, really tasting good this year. I think they're giving the heirlooms a run for their money. Super sweet, nice texture. We have a lot of eggplants coming in. We grow a lot of the sort of the long, thin Asian eggplants. We also have those sort of teardrop-shaped fairy tales, which are really popular. And then also the classic big black king, the big dark blackish-purplish one. We have ground cherries. Do you know what those are?
Yeah, the husk cherries.
Yeah, the husk cherries. So we harvest those. They are cleverly named ground cherries because they fall to the ground when they're ripe. The husk is green as the berries grow, and then it starts to turn a yellowish, and then when it's like really getting like brown and kind of crumply and dry, then that's when it's ripe. So they fall to the ground, and some of them are still on the stem. They'll take a while to harvest because you kind of have to just literally crawl around on the ground grabbing them. But they're so good, and they're really popular. They sell out at our markets very quickly. And we're also picking a lot of peppers. Peppers are coming in, most of the peppers. We're picking shishitos, which are very popular this year. Sweet red carmens, which is basically like a bell pepper, but it's just a little bit longer and thinner, very sweet. Jalapenos, which everyone knows, and soon habaneros. Habaneros aren't quite ready yet, though.
Just a quick question on the peppers. I know, like, when you're cooking with peppers, you need to kind of exercise caution with some of the spicier varieties. Is there that component with regards to the harvest, or because you're not really cutting into the flesh, you're protected?
Exactly. The skin protects you, so none of the capsaicin or the spicy chemical, it doesn't come through the skin, so you don't have to worry too much. But yeah, if the peppers are cracked or something like that, then you do have the same concerns of getting the spiciness on your skin, and it burns. It can hurt.
Well, you got cherries popping. You're picking a peck of peppers. What else is going on?
Well, we're still doing lots of greens mixes, too. We're happy that we've been able to keep those growing through the whole summer. The arugula is tasting great. It gets real real spicy and strong during the summer, and people love it. Our mustard mixes are good and our lettuce blends. And we're just on the verge of our second succession of kale. So way back in spring, I remember doing a show where we talked about how we were planting out our kale in seedling trays in our greenhouse as we were building that. Those went out in the field. They've been producing. They're 2-3 feet high. We've picked dozens of leaves off of each plant. And most of them are still alive, though we've pulled out a few of them. But we have a second succession coming in, which we may not have talked about when we planted it, but we planted those in June and put them outside in late July or early August. Definitely in July. And those are coming up soon. So we're going to have sort of like a fresh batch of kale, which is a little more tender and a little bit more well-suited to grow in the fall as it starts to cool off a bit.
Excellent. Well, now, I do want to ask, because I was hanging out with a bunch of girlfriends the other night when someone was passing around a picture of a big yoga class up on top of the farm.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday night yoga, 7:45, up on the roof in the Navy Yard. You can enter at the Clinton Avenue gate, and we have yoga sessions. The sun's going down. It's great.
Yeah, it looked really beautiful. I'm definitely excited to get over and check that out.
And another. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say another thing that we're going to talk about in a little bit more detail in one of the next couple of weeks is a bees update, because it is also the peak of the season for the bees, doing all their work, collecting pollens and making honey. And I also just wanted to let you know that we're having the Honey Fest, just to keep that on the radar. We're having a honey festival at the Rockaway Beach on September 7th, and more details are available at nychoneyfest.com.
Awesome.
It's a great festival. We have bee vendors, beekeepers, people that sell honey from around the region. They kind of all converge, along with hopefully lots of people along the beach, and a place to get some honey, sample different varieties and styles and seasonalities and things like that, and learn all about bees.
Yeah, you kind of took the buzz out of my mouth, so to speak. Great video on the Instagram from yesterday, giving kind of the landscape of the bee life. So definitely lots of stuff happening over at the farm, folks. I would highly recommend, following me out next Tuesday for a little yoga. And until then, just kind of keep checking in with them on the website, find them on social media. But Ben, thanks so much for joining us today to give us a little bit of the season update.
For sure. Lots going on. We're in the peak of the harvest, and we'll keep you posted next week.
All right, folks, stay tuned in to the Heritage Radio Network. Up next, we've got the Farm Report.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.